available 32475 Lusaka, or call us on 260-211-2505 at 9, or visit our website at www.iba.org.za. IBA, here for the public.
DSTV for Business is here for your crowd, here for your vibe, and here to make your business the place to be. From hotels and restaurants to bars and office spaces, we bring you the best entertainment to power up your business.
Yay, yay!
We're here for your competitive edge, customer satisfaction, and to match your business needs, big or small. Choose from the play, stay, or work packages. DSTV for Business. Here for you, here for your business. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News. We take a look at stories making headlines. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Minister Nzovu decries low budget allocation to water and sanitation sector. Surpassing tax target not enough amid weak domestic revenue mobilization, says economist. UN says more than 1,000 killed seeking food since a new aid method began.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Remember that you can stream this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu has raised concern over the continued low budgetary allocation to the water and sanitation sector, saying that it has significantly hampered the ministry's ability to support water utility companies effectively. Delivering a minister statement in Parliament on the water and sanitation situation on the Copper Belt, Minister Nzovu revealed that the sector receives only 1% of this year's national budget, a reduction from the previous years. He stated that the funding shortfall has affected the capacity of utility companies to meet growing demand and maintain critical infrastructure. Mr. Nzovu explained that the limited funding continues to constrain service delivery and urged members of parliament to advocate for increased investment in the sector to improve water access and sanitation nationwide. Despite the challenges, the minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to improving water and sanitation infrastructure. He noted that several projects are currently underway on the Copper Belt and other regions aimed at expanding and upgrading service provision.
Economic status. Last year, you gave the ministry only about 1.3% of the budget. I think this year is less than 1%. You can only urge members of parliament that more money is needed in the sector. Treasurer, this is also the reason why you hear me time and again say, can we channel some of that CDL funding now that we construct schools and trainings to the water sector, to the water and sanitation sector? And this, in some consequences, we've successfully done, as I already mentioned, in Dora Central, Saka Central, and other areas. We've partnered with yourselves, honorable members of parliament.
Now, Ndola-based Reverend Imano Ochileko has rejected recent claims by President Agai Ndo Ichilem and Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo that the President has performed beyond expectations. Reverend Chileko argued that it is not for the President to rate his own performance, but rather for the Zambian people to make that judgment based on the social contract forged through campaign premises. He pointed to the unmet commitments, particularly around the reduction of the cost of living. He cited the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, and that stood at 11,763 kwacha in June 2025 for a family of five, up from 9,301 kwacha in June 2022, as evidence that high cost remains out of reach for many Zambians. Mr. Chilekwa, or Reverend Chilekwa, criticized that what he described as self-praise by the current administration, warning that such rhetoric risks alienating citizens who are grappling with the real challenges such as youth unemployment, prolonged load shedding, and the disconnect between electricity exports and local shortages. He added that the number of unfulfilled campaign promises outweighs the few achievements recorded so far, suggesting that this may weaken public support for President Ichima's re-election bid in 2026.
The voice for the poor. We are church leaders. We live with the people. We feel for the people. There is no doubt whatsoever that the cost of living under this administration is extremely high. Today, we are talking of, 11,000 plus for a family of five. Well-researched reports are submitted by the JCTR. How many people can afford? And that also checking the salaries of people. So people are suffering. And so when a bishop, of the church, says the cost of living is high, that's not an attack. And so it is very unfortunate that
economist Manasseh Willis cautioned that despite Zambia exceeding its media tax revenue targets, the country still faces significant challenges in domestic revenue mobilization. According to the Minister of Finance, the government collected 70.3 billion kwacha in tax revenue during the first half of the year, surpassing the target of 67.4 billion kwacha. While acknowledging this as a positive development, Sowila pointed out that Zambia continued to struggle with broader resource mobilization. He noted that the recurring budget deficits in recent years are a clear indication that revenue generation remains insufficient to meet expenditure demands. Mr. Sowila emphasized the need for government to implement more robust and sustainable measures to boost domestic revenue and stressed that enhanced self-reliance is critical for long-term physical stability.
As I know, social services that we need, that's it. We need our own financial resources that are supposed, to help run government. And so, obviously, we have that mandate well placed under the new, national planning and finance through ZRIA. Those are the people that we have mandated constitutionally that yes, we should help the nation to have enough of those financial resources in this country. But apparently, what we've been seeing, obviously, over the first last 2 years or so, we've seen that there have been budget deficits, and that entails that we are not on the right track in terms of local domestic mobilization of the resources that we require in this country.
The government has announced that Zambia will host the 2025 Global National Adaptation Plan, NAP Expo, from August 12 to August 15, 2025. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha, in a ministerial statement to Parliament, said that the international event is expected to draw participation from at least 25 countries, along with global dignitaries and key stakeholders in climate change and sustainable development. Mr. Mposha noted that Zambia will use a platform to mobilize resources for the implementation of its National Adaptation Plan, which aims to strengthen the country's resilience to effects of climate change. He disclosed that Zambia requires approximately $34 billion to fully implement the plan. He further explained that the expo will serve as an opportunity for Zambia to learn from global best practices and adopt innovative strategies to enhance the transformation and execution of its adaptation.
Of the 2025 Global National Adaptation Plan Expo is innovation in the NAP process, which resonates with the urgent need to innovate in the design and implementation of national adaptation plans. The team also aims to stimulate government, development partners, private sector actors, and civil society organizations to explore innovative solutions, share best practices, and forge partnerships to accelerating climate resilience efforts. The theme is particularly relevant to Zambia, which needs to innovate to adapt.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, has called for meaningful local participation in the planned $1.1 billion crude oil refinery and integrated energy complex. The call follows the recent signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, and the Zambia Development Agency's idea to establish the state-of-the-art facility. PTAZ President Mr.